Whenever we find ourselves in difficult situations, when things happen that we don't want to happen, often our mind becomes unhappy and we respond by rejecting the situation. Our mind is saying, no, no, I don't want this. Buddha said, we need to train ourselves to accept unpleasant situations, to accept difficulties when they arise and say yes, or at least okay. So there's a big difference between responding positively to the difficulties we encounter, saying yes, patiently accepting, because that creates a space in our mind. It makes our mind peaceful, it enables our mind become happy, and it creates a space of clarity that enables us to understand the situation more clearly and look in a dispassionate way at the solutions that might be available to us. We may think, how is it possible to accept? How is it possible to remain happy, to remain positive? In his book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche gives the following example. He says, when we learn to accept difficult circumstances patiently, the real problem disappears. For example, suppose our body is afflicted by a painful illness. If we have a way of accepting the pain, for instance, by seeing it as a means of exhausting negative karma, our mind will remain at peace, even though our body is in pain. Moreover, since physical pain is closely related to the tension and stress in our mind, as our mind relaxes, we may discover that the physical pain actually subsides, and our body is able to heal itself. However, if we refuse to deal realistically with the discomfort, cursing our illness and letting ourselves become depressed, then not only shall we have to endure additional suffering of mental torment, but very probably our physical pain will increase as well. If we think deeply about this example, we will see that our real problem is our mental pain, the suffering in our mind. The real problem is not the physical illness, but how we react to that. So how can we, Venerable Geshe says, if we have a way of accepting the pain, in general, we can say, if we have a way of accepting the difficulties we are confronted with, then our real problem disappears. The worry, the anxiety, and so forth in our mind will disappear. The mental pain will disappear. Physical pain even may reduce, or perhaps cease altogether. To learn to patiently accept difficulties, it is very important that we consider Buddha's teachings on karma. We can contemplate quite simply, this is just common sense. We can think something we already know. Nothing happens without causes. Nothing happens without causes. And nothing happens to me that I have not created the cause for. If we think of just these two points, we can understand that whatever difficulty may be appearing to me at this time, I created the cause through some negative, harmful action in the past. I now experience unpleasantness a difficulty in the present. If we understand this, if we have wisdom, understanding karma, and we use this wisdom to contemplate the reality of the situation, we will see this hasn't come from outside. It hasn't come from somebody else. There's nobody to blame. All I can do is patiently accept. Now, this doesn't mean that if there's something we could do about it, we shouldn't do it. But what it does mean is that once a karma has ripened, or we can say, once something has happened, it's happened. We can't undo that. We cannot say, I don't want this. I don't want to live in this world. I don't want to be in a world where there's all this suffering, where there's all this pain, where there's isolation or what have you. This has occurred. Once our karma has ripened, we cannot undo it. We cannot undo something that has happened. And so if we react with wisdom, we realize that and we understand. Just, I have to simply accept. To accept something doesn't mean that we rejoice in it or that we condone it or what have you. It just means that we remain in our mind remains patient, accepting the situation wholeheartedly. Of course, as far as a karma that we have created that hasn't ripened yet, we still have an opportunity to do something about that. But we have no opportunity to do anything about the karma that has ripened. So rather than being resentful, rather than fighting against the situation that we find ourselves in, our first reaction should be, okay, yes, I accept. This has happened. It's not what I wanted to happen, but it has happened. That mind of acceptance, which we call patience, patient acceptance, completely transforms the landscape of our mind. Once we patiently accept a difficulty, first of all, the inner mental pain goes. Patient acceptance is a happy mind. Our mind becomes peaceful. Our mind becomes happy. But most important, as Venerable Geshe Kelsang explains in this book, as soon as our mind becomes patient, it opens up a space. We receive clarity and spaciousness in our mind that gives us an opportunity to think more deeply about our situation and understand how it has actually come about and understand what we can do to prevent such situations in the future.